This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
We're looking for a true identity. That's what we're looking for. There are many, many ways you can try and find it. There's various types of awareness groups, all in different levels of consciousness, all giving it out differently. Some of what I would call in the hellhole, giving it out. People that go back into the past and bring up all the old bad memories, the old bad feelings. This is truly a psychological suicide. You're looking for some contentment. You're looking for some joy. You're looking for some security. And if you bring in insecurity, you bring in fear. If you bring in fear, you've missed it. And have another look. And this time, look for an answer that you, as a human being, as a spiritual being, an answer that you already have. That's what you look for. But if you look in the books of the wise, they all tell you one thing. Look in silence, because in silence, that is where the truth is found. They all tell you to look now, because that is where the truth is found. They all told you to look within yourself, because that is where the truth is found. Now all these things mean the same thing. It simply means that you already have the answer. It must be done within the boundaries of your own head. The answer to all psychological problems lies within the mind of mankind. It's already there. You must find the answer by realizing that you already have it. Now, when you find the answer you're looking for, whatever it is, I don't care what it is, when you find that, then you'll find out there's another depth where you go deeper and you get yet a better answer. Each one is a separate reality. Each one is a vision within the boundaries of time, as we know it. See, what you're looking for, to clear this head of yours so you can have a half-decent life. And if you look within the mess, that's this world as we know it, you will never find it. What you must do is listen to truth. Now, there's lots of truth around, and only you can find it. Look for understanding. And understanding and love are the same thing. Because inside this positive feeling, there's an ingredient that turns cliches and the words of the wise into a reality. Not into another cliche, but into a reality. And when this starts to happen to you, what it does is your natural intelligence starts to take over. The natural intelligence that you had before you were contaminated with insecurity, fear, hate, greed, lostness, everything. You're natural, and your natural is what you would call wisdom. Wisdom comes from inside, tucked away past your contaminated life, as you know it right now. But only in your head, only in your head, beyond the consciousness that you're aware of right now. This is where people go to awareness groups to find out, what are my bad habits? Why was I mixed up as a child? Why didn't I get this as a grown-up person? Why am I deserted now on this age or that age? Why did this all happen to me? And there's no answer until you go inside and you heal. That's the old saying, physician, heal thyself. You must go inside. But to get in there, you've got to be willing to give something up. All your problems. And that's one of the most difficult things in the world, because we want to keep our problems because that's all we know. Now you go to awareness group and all they're doing is giving away problems. They'll say, that's nothing. You should hear mine. And then off they go and they find a greater problem. And all they do is become aware of problems. True psychology is written in the heart of every human soul that ever walked the earth. It's written inside. So when anything new comes into the world, it must come through a divine thought from inside, away from the known. Now, this is what you call a realization. If you have one realization in your lifetime, you're lucky. There's not too many have it. I'm talking about a true realization where a piece or a particle of truth has the very breath of life blown into it and it becomes alive and it becomes you. To a different degree. And that's what you're looking for, is a realization of something you never realized before. Not something that you haven't thought of before, but something you haven't realized before. Because thinking about it is just, it's just a part of life's way of losing it. You must realize it. A realization must be instant. A realization has no time on it. Because pure truth has no time. There's no delay for your little mind to take it, throw it in its old computer and figure out, da-da-da-da-da-da, enemy approaching. Truth. It just goes straight through and it's too late. And as soon as it gets through, it just takes your computer and it wipes out a whole board full of garbage. And in its place comes the truth. And that's how it works.
Never figure out that you know too much, but yet know in the background somewhere that you know everything. But in the background. And if the background ever comes to the foreground, then you'll have what is called a realization or an insight into something deeper. Something deeper than you've ever had before. And this is what you're looking for, a deeper dimension of thought. That is what creates one reality to another. It's simply using your head and your wisdom in the right manner, setting it free, even for a microscopic second, setting it free and taking the power that lies within that spiritual essence, and it becomes a reality. Then the door closes and you're back to where you started. And you say, I don't know how it happened. It really doesn't matter if you know how it happened. The main thing is, if you see that it did happen, and if you see that it did happen, such a thing as a miracle or something come beautiful to you, what you should try and realize is a feeling of gratefulness. Now, I could sit here day and night, night and day, and tell you in a million different ways what I just said, but truly, it wouldn't do much good. It honestly wouldn't. So what you've got to look for, instead of information, you've got to look for a feeling. You've got to look for a positive feeling. And this positive feeling is the key that opens the door to this power that I'm talking about. Look for a positive feeling. And if you can live by positive feelings, guaranteed you're going to do nobody any harm. It's all mental. That's all mental. Your anxieties, your worries, your jealousies, your hates, your competition, they're all thoughts. Think of it. You've been upset about something that happened to you all your life, and all of a sudden realize, it's only a thought. You know when they say to give is to receive? That works 100%, always. And what they're basically talking about is, give positive thoughts, and they come back. It's like an echo. It always works. Because when you're in a positive frame of mind, you're happy. And that's all that matters in the world, honest, if you're happy. Then you could take your happiness by saying, well, what about those poor other souls? Now, you've lost your happiness, and those poor other souls are still unhappy. So what you've done is you've formed a mental sickness. And people who go around worrying about the whole world all the time, and everything disastrous that happens, they get themselves unhappy, and they get themselves into states of anger and hostility, They're really doing no good for anybody else, and they've made themselves sick. But if you can find this positivity and this happiness, then you go out and help the world. But you'll help the world in a different way from what you would if you were unhappy. Wherever you are in life, if you're happy, you've found it. Don't wreck it by saying, I want to get more, because that more will take away your happiness. Be grateful for what you've got. That's it. It's a feeling of gratefulness, being happy for what you've got. Let it go at that. Stay where you are because you're happy. Then somebody says, haven't you got ambition? And they try and push you. And all of a sudden that ambition brings in more anxieties, more worries, more problems, and you're off again. And the person that's saying, haven't you got the ambition, is probably ready for a nervous breakdown himself. If you find happiness and contentment, let it go at that. What you must start to realize is the fictitiousness of your belief system as it is today. There's been many, many different ways of explaining truth. We have what they call a mystic. And this is a person, whether male or female, that talks whatever comes to mind. Just from day to day, whatever comes to mind. That's what they talk. And because it's mystical, they speak in simplicity. They put no details in the way whatsoever. So to anybody listening, it sounds mystical. Because it's like somebody writing in longhand, then somebody coming behind and writing it in shorthand. Because they've shrunk the world, and they've started to see life with simplicity. And when you start to see life with simplicity, you start to live simplicity, think and talk simplicity. You cut all the details out. Because the details are the illusionary mess that you're trying to get rid of. All you're looking for is a deeper understanding of life. And it must come as an insight. Not as another belief or another concept. It must come as an insight. And an insight is a sight from within yourself, deep inside, that says, yes, it was thought. And that's the greatest gift that we could ever get, that we can change our mind. Even though we create our own foolishness, it's a gift, but we've been taught how to use it foolishly, right from the very first existence of mankind. So all we have to do is to learn how to use it wisely. And you honestly can't learn it from any kind of book or any person. You can only learn it when you have a little realization. When a little realization comes, don't look for a big wham, bang, got it. It comes with simplicity, because when a realization comes, with it comes humility. Because it's just a simple little fact that you, why, of course. And all of a sudden it makes sense to you. And you can try and give that realization away, but another reality can't hear it. Then if they hear it, then their reality will change. It's just a reality, it's just a deeper understanding of life.
This is the end of side one. Please fast forward and turn over to side two.
During the last few months, I've been asked over and over again to try and explain in a deeper way how all our psychological thinking and processes is derived from what we call mind, consciousness and thought, these basic three principles. So I'd like to try again. I'd like to try and explain how our emotions, our desires, habits, insecurity patterns of behavior, personality traits, are all byproducts of mind, consciousness, and thought. Like one could say, they are the very foundation and the building blocks to all psychological behavior and thought. And without these principles, we'd be void of our five senses. Without our five senses, to us, reality wouldn't exist. So this is
what I'm saying turns psychology from a philosophy into a logical, practical, working science. It is via the same three principles we determine if we live with a low esteem or a high esteem. These are feelings, and the feelings always are derived from these same three principles. No one on earth could function outside of these three principles, mind, thought, and consciousness. As a matter of fact, how we survey reality itself is a direct result of how we use these three primary principles. You know, for the past 20 years, I've asked many people to mention just one psychological function that doesn't stem from mind, consciousness, and thought. And to date, no one has come up with an answer. This is why it's virtually impossible to have another principle other than the ones I just mentioned. Now, what you have to try and realize is no one is evaluating or judging that anybody is right or wrong, or your thoughts are right or wrong. All I'm saying is this is where they stem from. And it's up to you personally how you use them. That's what you call your free will. Mind, consciousness, and thought, they are the three basic principles that take our five senses and put life into them. Because without those three basic principles, there'd be no realization of life itself. You'd have no feelings, no experience. You'd be void of consciousness and void of the power of thought. It's what we could call logical cause and effect. It's really very simple. When the logic of mind, consciousness, and thought are expanded to, say, a fourth or fifth principle, which many people think is possible, then scientific logic has gone right out the window. We have lost it completely, because we're bringing in something inconsistent with the inherent logic, and once again, we are back into a personal, philosophical view of life with no concrete foundation to work from. Now, that is simplicity. And as you know, in simplicity comes complexity. This is why it would take forever to try and solve the mystery of mind, consciousness, and thought. You know how in science you have elements, and these elements create compounds? Well, it's the same with psychology. You could say mind, consciousness, and thought are the three elements of psychology. And from these three elements, all psychological compounds are created. Now, examples of psychological compounds are our emotions, habits, jealousy, hate, desire, insecurities, love, all phobias. All these are derivatives of the same three principles. And when a child is first born, and it starts to realize that reality exists, and its five senses kick in. These five senses kick in via the same three principles, mind, consciousness, and thought. Now, because of our free will and our freedom of thought, we all see life differently. But this doesn't dispute the fact that what we see, what we feel, what we taste, etc., all stems from, again, mind, consciousness, and thought. No logic tells me if I've picked up insecure habits and behavior from the past, then to reverse that procedure, I have to go back to the basic element of thought. And once my thoughts reverse from negative to positive, then my behavior in turn will turn positive. I remember when I first realized my thoughts were the carrier of my negative behavior, automatically, my thoughts changed to a more positive understanding of life. And years of torment and hell vanished from me overnight. And this, to me, was one of the most uplifting experiences I've ever had. Now, many doctors and therapists throughout the world are starting to realize that thought is the carrier of mental sickness. And of course, if this is so, then it stands to reason, thought is also the carrier of mental health. You know, all my life I blame my parents, the way I was brought up, my past negative experiences in life. I blamed all of this for my negative psychological outlook on life. And it wasn't until I saw this that my outlook in life changed completely. And my thoughts towards my parents and my past as a whole changed from negative to positive. And this is where forgiveness and love will come into your life. And I mean this, never, and I mean never, will any relief come from the past traumas unless this is seen for a fact. You have to see that you are responsible for your own thoughts. And here lies the secret to mental health, when you can find the connection between thought and what you call reality.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.